Hello, everyone. This is Mike Quincy connecting the light. I must apologise for the delay, and I thank you for being patient. There were some troubles getting a connection with Terry, but we sorted that out, and hopefully he's with us now. And it will be well worth waiting for. Terry's quite an unusual individual, having been in contact with beings from Orion from a very early age. And I think his own approach to it is very much summed up by his book that he calls Who on Earth Am I? So, are you there at last, Terry? We hope. No, the line's dead, isn't it? I think I've been cut off. No, I'm on. Hello?
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain, so much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Unusual, were no big event. Only time, the way that it was spent. They missed the signs to walk away. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they loved themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. Lifted off the ground, they loved themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on BBSRadio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Om. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb and went off to the Pleiades. Woo! Yeah. No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But of course, you got to get the right direction. So we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to BBSradio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Se levanta con el sueño en los ojos. El fresco olor de la mañana y aún no nació. Hay una barca en el puerto que le espera. Que como siempre en sus sueños, él la besó. Él la saluda desde su ventana. Ella lo entiende como nadie más. Fueron muchas las horas que pasaron juntos. Y muchos los apuros en alta mar. Y cuentan